Welcome to the Halloween Haunt. A little warning, your hair may stand on end. You may feel a shiver in your spine. It's a natural result of the fearful info, harrowing history, and paranormal poems and stories. And now it's time to introduce the ghastly guru of dire distress, the Halloween Haunter.
Did you know that there was a 30-minute soap opera on in the middle of the afternoon that featured a vampire in the lead role? That must not have lasted long. Well, no, actually. It was on ABC TV for 5 seasons, from 1966 to 1971. Not long in soap opera time, but still impressive for what seems like an odd fit for the housewives of the time. I'm talking, of course, about Dark Shadows, which started in the summer of 1966, which may have helped grab the younger school-age audience. It featured Barnabas Collins, a vampire. While there were figurative vampires on other soaps, this was the first I'm aware of on an actual soap opera. Barnabas Collins wasn't the only supernatural element in Dark Shadows. There were werewolves, witches and warlocks, ghosts, zombies, and much more. They even worked in a parallel universe and parallel timelines. Dan Curtis created Dark Shadows. You may also know him from the Winds of War miniseries, as well as War and Remembrance from the 1980s, and of course The Night Stalker. He said he had a dream back in 1965 of a young woman on a train. He didn't know who she was, but he pitched her to ABC television as a show. The working title was Shadows on the Wall, which sounds a bit like a soap opera as well. The woman on the train became Victoria Winters, originally played by Alexandra Moltke, who had little acting experience up to then. She arrived in Collinsport, Maine to find out about her past. Film legend Joan Bennett played her shut-in employer, Elizabeth Collins Stoddard. Aside from the lead cast, which included several others, other actors came and went, but there were never a lot in the ensemble, and most played multiple roles on the show. At first, the show was dark and gothic, but not very supernatural, and critics called it boring. But it was on at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central for most of its run, and high schoolers could watch, and they did. It was one of ABC's first daytime shows to win its time slot. Even so, it wasn't very popular in 1966. It started in June as the number 13 ranked show out of 18 soaps, and by December was still number 13, although of only 13 soap operas. It was a bad year for the poor things. I don't know. Number 13 sounds pretty good to me. The show was given 6 more months to live. Dan Curtis had wanted to do a vampire film, so he brought in a vampire, Barnabas Collins, and kablam, the show's ratings rose significantly. Not enough to be out of last place. Now, unfortunately, that was number 12. But it was promising. He was originally just supposed to be a short-term villain, but he was so popular, he almost took over the show. He became the hero. They didn't explicitly call him a vampire for nearly 200 episodes. The most popular storyline was set in 1897 and was very intricate and complicated. It lasted 9 months. At the end, writers decided to follow it up with a story that made Barnabas a pawn of someone more powerful, and that was not received well. It's also possible that the more graphic and bloody theatrical version of the show that had just been released, House of Dark Shadows, freaked parents out, who then discouraged or even forbade their children from watching. The movie was successful, though. Unfortunately, it was the beginning of the end for the show. ABC was cutting costs in 1971, and a daytime show that appealed mainly to teenagers who didn't spend a lot of money or make decisions about buying habits It was a different time. It was not as profitable. Dark Shadows was replaced by Password. Oh, the ignominy. It went into syndication, though, which was very unusual for soap operas, if only because their episodes were usually not saved. It has been on somewhere ever since, including now on Hulu, although they seem to have a very small fraction of episodes. You can also find VHSs and DVDs, including a 2012 box set, which should be as complete as possible. Dark Shadows returned to TV, with Dan Curtis in charge in 1991 on NBC. It had much better production values and was popular at first, although longtime fans complained that all of the characters, especially Barnabas, were too pretty. Then the Gulf War happened, preempting many episodes or rescheduling, and the show only lasted a year. It tried to return to TV again on the WB in 2004, but never made it past the pilot stage. There was also a film in 2012, which I was surprised to learn. It slipped past me. It was a Tim Burton film, so of course it starred Johnny Depp as Barnabas Collins, and he played it for laughs. And it did not do well in the US. Oh well. When might we next see Mr. Collins and his brood? It's hard to keep a good vampire down. We will probably see them again, but it will never be the same. Find more creepy characters from screens large and small at thehalloweenhaunt.com.